You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 174, the God of the Bible and the God of the philosophers. Today's challenge. In Scripture, God has a physical form, doesn't know things, learns new things, changes his mind, and so on. But modern philosophers and theologians portray God as immaterial, changeless, and perfect. Today's defense. The early portions of Scripture describe God using anthropomorphic language accommodated to the original audience. Divine revelation was given to mankind over a period of more than 1,000 years. When God began to guide the Israelites, he initiated, as the Catechism says, a divine pedagogy in which he communicates himself to man gradually as he prepares him to welcome by stages the supernatural revelation that is to culminate in the person and mission of the incarnate Word, Jesus Christ. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 53. This is similar to helping children learn a subject. At an early stage, children are only able to grasp the rudiments of a field, whether theology or anything else. We thus must accommodate our explanations to what the children are capable of understanding. But as they develop intellectually, we can give them a more sophisticated presentation of the topic. The original Israelites were not culturally and intellectually prepared to understand God in the sophisticated way that the history of thought later made possible. They would have no more been able to understand the details of modern theology than they would have been able to understand the technical aspects of modern science. The needed concepts hadn't yet been developed. Thus, particularly in Genesis, we find anthropomorphic images used to communicate things about God to the Israelites. He's described as walking in the garden, Genesis 3:8, asking questions, Genesis 3:9-13, learning things, Genesis 22:12-13, changing his mind, Genesis 6:6-7, and so on. This mode of language involves symbols, but conveys real truths about God. Compare Catechism of the Catholic Church 42 and 390. It therefore points beyond itself to the more refined understanding that God led his people to discover, ultimately giving them his definitive word in the person of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1, 1-2 and Jude 3. We see this process unfolding in Scripture itself, which elsewhere makes clear that God is immaterial, John 4:24, compare Luke 24:39, all-knowing, Psalm 147:5, 1 John 3:20, and changeless, Numbers 23:19, James 1:17. In the 2,000 years since public revelation ended, further reflection has led to an even more refined understanding of the deposit of faith, John 14:26 and 16:13.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.